This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. This program is sponsored by New Zealand Bridge, sponsors of Grassroots Bridge across the nation.
Welcome to the Bridge Zone. You're at the table with Barry and Mariana. It's a bit nippy over here.
You think it's colder than New Zealand?
It's chilly. The Cairns people are coming to the table with jackets on and beanies because the aircon's so cold. I'm just wearing normal stuff. The weather's almost the same in New Zealand.
It's you, you're not in jail.
Actually, the convict pairs is because there's a whole lot of reference to all the prisons around here.
Never been there. Are there prisons in Tasmania?
There were. So back in the day, the history is more about the prisons. They've had, now what was it, the Cascade Women's Facility or Workshop, I think it was. And when we looked at what it was where they used to house the women or the female prisoners. So quite cool, actually.
Listeners, if you're wondering what we're talking about, Mariana is in Tasmania at the moment. I can't imagine a less suitable place for her, but she's at the casino in Hobart. So dangerous place for her to be. So far, she's only been playing bridge there, I believe.
Yep. We're going to have a little bit of a flutter today. But it's good news for people because by law, you can only withdraw $400 maximum per 24 hours from your card. You can't use credit cards. It's only debit cards. Or if you're a Tassie, you could use your FBOS card. There is a law that restricts you to $400. I said, oh, there's nothing like that. In New Zealand, you can pull out how much you like. No, they're very strict.
Are you going to the casino for dinner tonight? Where's dinner tonight? It must be about 6 o'clock in the evening over there.
Yeah, it's just gone past 6 o'clock. So there's 9 restaurants here at Rest Point Casino. So we're going to the Chinese restaurant tonight, which should be good.
Okay. I was waiting for Mariana to send me the link. I had a bit of a look, and it looks like there are 4 bridge clubs in Tasmania. Only one in Hobart. The other 3 are sort of further north by the look of it.
Mm. We have made the arrangement. I'm playing with 5 people from Cairns. So the 6 of us are actually going to go off and play at the bridge club, the one in Hobart, on Thursday nights, contacting them tonight to let them know that we're coming. So it's pretty cool.
I imagine they'll be delighted to have. How many extra tables?
It's only 1.5. We had to do a bit of a deal because when you travel with Finesse Bridge Club, you get a program. And because there was no bridge on Wednesday night, we've just asked the chap that runs it, Greg Eustace, if we could swap the Thursday night dinner to Wednesday night and we'll go and play bridge on Thursdays. He's agreed for us to do that, which is going to be awesome. So we're going to go and hopefully we'll be able to say hello to John Grosvenor in person. Because he always has people, when we play at the Gold Coast, come up and say g'day. If you're listening, John, come and see us Thursday night.
Make sure you play on Thursday night, John, for God's sakes.
Yeah. So okay. If you want to know how we did, we only did 48.9 something today. We were leading for a little bit early on in the stage, and then we bid some slams, Barry. Going 2 off and 1 off.
Are you playing again tomorrow or what's happening?
Yep. So tomorrow we have a morning session at 10 and another one at 2:15.
These are pairs events?
Yep. And then for dinner, we go to the Revolving Restaurant, which is on floor 17 at the Rest Point Casino Complex. It's a pretty big thing. So that's
sounds
good.
Good.
It is very good.
So today's Monday and Tuesday you're playing bridge there. Wednesday you're going out for dinner, but are you playing any bridge during the day or what are you doing?
Yeah, we've got 2 sessions again, morning and afternoon.
And on Thursday you're going to one of the bridge clubs?
Yeah, and there's only one on Thursday. Got the afternoon off. So we're going to have a look around Hobart. Okay, so this is what we're doing. 2 sessions of bridge, morning and afternoon. On Wednesday, we have 2 sessions, morning and afternoon. Thursday, we've only got morning and we've got Thursday afternoon off, so you can do what you like and they've got a couple of tours. But we're going into Hobart Town to have an early dinner so we can go on and play bridge. On Friday, 2 sessions, morning and afternoon, and Saturday, the final of the convict pairs, so session 9 of 9.
So, okay, so this event goes for 9 sessions.
9 sessions, yeah.
And at the moment, it's a marathon.
We're sitting in 13, but that's all right. There's plenty of time. Don't panic, Mr. Mannering.
Okay. Did you fly from Auckland straight to Hobart or?
Auckland to Hobart, yeah,
And that
ferry.
took how long?
3.5 hours. So I
Oh,
got
wow.
one
Well,
movie
that's
through
pretty
and half
fast.
of another.
That sounds good.
By the way, all you Kiwis that are heading off to Gold Coast next year for the very last one, Air New Zealand has a sale on right now, and it's finishing tomorrow. And if you want to get a really good fare, I'll tell you how much it is. Air New Zealand, seat only
Unfortunately,
two
this is
$249
each way.
each way. How about that?
It's pretty good.
It is. And it,
Unfortunately, we're recording
what?
this on Monday and people won't be hearing it till Wednesday and the sale will be over.
But there'll be plenty more. Yeah,
Okay.
true. It's going to be a bit sad. Barry, you can get in.
It is pretty sad that it's going to be the last one ever. I do notice that Kim and Ray Holloway have come out of retirement to run the last Congress.
Yep. That Congress should be pretty good. I'm still not sure if I'm going to go and play because Finesse Bridge Club in the month of June next year. I'm thinking of doing this, Barry. This is another trip. We were all just talking about it. So they're going to Phuket, Thailand, and then they have 2 weeks in Italy doing the Adriatic cruise. Now, we're only going to say this really quietly. It's going to be on one of the Costa cruise ships.
Why
What
are you
happened to
saying
the
that
last?
quietly?
Because remember, it sunk. It was
Oh,
the
okay.
Concardia or something like that. Apparently, it's all good. So they've got 2 weeks over in Phuket, Bangkok, and then the last 2 weeks of June to July is going to be in Italy. So you'll be visiting Greece, Croatia, and Bari, and ending up in Venice.
And there's lots of bridge to be played during that time?
Absolutely. Same sort of program that they run now. But that'll be cool, wouldn't it?
Okay.
Sydney.
Finesse Bridge Club's based out of Sydney, right?
Yep.
What do people do if they're interested? How
Well, you
did you?
go on to Finesse Bridge Club and you tap on their holiday, Finesse holiday programs and see if anything suits you. It's a lot of fun. People
Sorry,
making 12 on a contract that can't even make three. Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
It's fun. I quite enjoy, and I like catching up with my friends from Cairns. So they're all going. Two of them are actually only doing the last 2 weeks. They're going to
Oh,
Italy.
okay.
So let's talk about me. Let's talk about you. You forgot to tell me last week that you were hobnobbing it while you were in Argentina with Bridge
Oh,
Royalty.
yeah. Well, yes, I saw our hero, Zia Mahmood, who we've interviewed on the show. I saw him there, so I went up and introduced myself to him. Had a bit of a chat to Zia, and he asked after Mike Cornell, his friend from Auckland, and I got to shake his hand.
Nice. Did he have a glass of champagne in the other one?
No, he didn't at the time. It was in between sessions and he was busy winning the seniors teams.
Right. He still loves Bridge, obviously.
He does. So
How old would
anyway,
he
so that
be
was
now, Barry?
Zia. I think
Yeah.
he's in his 70s, isn't he?
I have no idea. Shall we have a little look?
I'm gonna Google it.
78.
There you go. So Zia is 78, but he looked pretty good.
Was Bob Hammond there?
No, he wasn't this year. It was a pretty hot team they had. Bob Hammond wasn't in it this year.
Oh, okay. So there you go. 78 and still playing good bridge and winning.
Absolutely. He had a pretty good team, too. I watched him go up and get his gold medal.
Oh, how cool.
So, bridge sort of winding down a bit in New Zealand at the moment. Sort of the Christmas tournament's happening. There's a Christmas tournament this weekend at Te Awamutu. But there's also next week, there's the Hawke's Bay one. And Waikato are having theirs, Akarana are having theirs. So
Wow.
lots of Christmas parties next weekend. And the week after that, there is something exciting happening. The New Zealand International Open team trials are happening. I understand there are four teams that have put their names forward. I don't know who they are. That's what I've heard. There's four teams that are going to play off to go to the World Championships in Denmark next year.
Is there a reason why there's only four?
Don't know the answer to that. They haven't really publicized exactly it. I've just
Well,
heard
give me
through
your
the
gut
grapevine
feeling
that there's
reason.
four.
Come on, you'll always have some sort of feeling. So, what's your gut feeling
Well,
while
I think
they're.
that's sort of all they have. They probably didn't want three teams or five teams, so that would have been awkward.
Right.
So they've got four. That's probably all they want. If they'd had eight teams, I'm sure they would have accepted them, or they probably would have accepted them, but they've only got four teams entered this year. So
Okay. So, when
different
do you
from
get to find out who
anything
those
else.
teams are?
Well, I don't Don't know why they haven't told us already, but they haven't. But I guess it'll come out. I mean, they start on the 6th of December, which is
That's
today's the
next
6th of
week.
December.
Friday, is it?
6th of December is a Friday. Yep. So it's not this Friday. It's next Friday they start. And I guess we'll find out, or maybe a little bit earlier. And also, for any Australians listening, the mixed trials in Australia are starting the following day on the Saturday. So plenty of good bridge for people to watch if they want to keep themselves entertained over the weekend. Not this weekend, folks, the following one.
This weekend is the regional champs down in Wellington.
So there'll be plenty of good bridge to watch this weekend. I guess some of it'll be on BBO and you'll be able to watch.
Do they have chef admissions? Are you traveling? Did you get asked?
I did get asked, Mariana, but I
And did
didn't
you
want.
say,
I said no.
oh my God, for sure?
Well, I've got. Look, when you spend all this money in Argentina, you have to stay home and work and do open homes in the weekends.
Really?
They said no, I didn't. Well, I
You
didn't
couldn't do
trial,
it.
and I didn't put my. I didn't really want to be their chef de mission this year. So I'm sure they've got good people.
So do they take one for the whole team or one for each team?
Just one chef de mission. I would doubt that they would have an NPC for each team. I
You're right.
don't think most provinces are that flush with money that they're just going to be flying people down to Wellington and accommodation and everything. Some of them will only have four person teams. Some of them will have six person teams. I believe Waikato is sending six person teams for most events.
Ah, cool. Two club
Sorry.
members going down in the intermediate section.
We have. It's Leanne Curry and Megan Jolly.
Yep.
So we've got Blair and Liz Fisher and Hugh McGann in the open team. In the women's team, Jenna Gibbons, who sometimes plays at our club, she's in the women's team. The seniors team includes Yuzhong Chen and Gary Foidle from our club, as well as the McAllisters from Tauranga. And a lot of Tauranga people playing in the seniors. In the intermediates, yep, we've got Megan Jolly and Leanne Curry from the Hamilton Club.
Pretty good.
No mention about the chef de mission that I can see.
Okay.
Richard Solomon's name isn't there. Maybe Richard Solomon could be the chef de mission. I don't know.
Oh,
I'm guessing.
good luck to everybody that's taking part in that event. It's a pretty cool event to play in, actually.
There's a couple of major things coming up. There's the regional championships, and then the trials for the open teams, and obviously lots of Christmas tournaments. So 16 tables at the Te Ao Mutu Christmas on Saturday, which was as many as they can fit. They also provided dinner, which was good. Lots of ham, chicken, whatever you wanted, and pavlova and whatever for dessert. Very
Yeah,
good.
and we're heading into Barry's tip. Let's see what he's pulled out of his hat.
Was from a hand that I saw the other day. There was a preemptive bid. So the bidding went like this. South opened a club and it went double. And North bid three clubs, and the next hand had three spades, five hearts, four diamonds, and one club. So quite a good hand when partners sort of suggesting they've got the other three suits, because they've got the other three suits as well. Really have all that many points, enough to bid. So at our table, the person doubled, but their partner had bid something. And their partner, predictably enough, bid spades, the one they had the least of, and they played in a 4-3 fit, not such a good spot. So I think they should really have bid three hearts. I hope they're not listening to this program. I
Guess
think they
not.
really should. But if partner makes a takeout double of a minor and you have a five card major, you should always be bidding that suit rather than suggesting something else, making a takeout double. Another good tip I'll give you is sometimes they opened one club and you had three spades, five hearts, and four diamonds in the club. I believe you are better off to overcall the hearts, overcall the five card hearts. Because if you double, you may miss a 5-3 heart fit. So if you've got one 5 card major and one 3 card major for a takeout double, for a bid, overcall the 5 card suit so you don't miss that 5-3 fit. If you've only got three of one major and five of the other, overcall the 5 card suit rather than doubling. Because otherwise, if you're not strong enough to then double and bid, you'll never find your 5-3 fit in the major. And we all know that majors are where it's at the bridge table. There you go. That's my tip for the week. Overcall a 5 card suit. Isn't that radical?
Actually, there was a hand today. They had
I don't know what they had. I wasn't there.
5-4-3 in their hand, and their partner had doubled. played in three no trumps. It's going two off. William opened the bidding with two hearts, a weak six card suit, 6 to 10. And then West doubled. And I passed. East then bid three diamonds. And then it went past. West then bid three no trumps. And I had the queen, jack, small of hearts, and I had a nine count. So I led my queen of hearts. She had the king, ten, small of hearts. Anyway, they went down two. But her partner had five diamonds, four clubs, and three spades. And Wes proceeded to sort of grill this person a little bit. Why didn't you call your spades? I called my longest suit. I don't know anybody that would call three spades, holding three when you've got five diamonds and four clubs and three spades.
Which, it's, don't forget, they wouldn't tough. Be calling three spades. They could, I mean, I guess they might, they're thinking they only have to bid two spades.
Okay.
Look, honestly, there are occasions when you might have to call a three card suit if you're absolutely desperate, you don't have anything else to bid, but that isn't one of them. If you've got five diamonds, yeah, I agree. Call the five card diamond suit.
Well, then anyway, her partner came and she said, what do I do? And I said, oh, look, don't ask me. I said, because I'm with you. You bid your longest suit. And you sort of figure out that she's got four spades. And does that make it any clearer? But you know that you've probably got a fit in your other suit. You know, you've probably got a diamond fit. Yeah, but three no trumps was a good punt, I thought.
Well, no guarantees. If you do start bidding your three card suits here, you know, bid the three-card spade suit just because you don't want to go to the three level or whatever.
Yeah.
Partner doesn't absolutely guarantee four spades when they double two hearts. I mean, if they've got three spades and two hearts and four in the minors and a 19 count or something and no heart stopper, what can they do but double? They're not guaranteeing four spades. So
it implies, it's pretty, really, doesn't it?
Possible they've got four spades. Sometimes they'll have four spades. Sometimes they'll have three.
Yeah.
But to start bidding your three card suit, it's a pretty dodgy business, if you ask me.
I firmly believe that you bid your longest suit first. But there are some people that, you know, take the bull by the horns. A lady chose to bid her four card heart suit over her five card spade suit. So, of course, when she bid hearts and then she bid spades, they played in a 4-3 fit when they had actually a 9-card fit in spades.
Ouch.
Yeah. It's different. But I'm with Kermit. You bid what's in your hand, don't you?
You bid your longest suit. You're bidding your longest suit. Partner doubles for takeout and you have a 5-card suit. Well, it's your lucky day.
Love it.
There are exceptions, though. If they open two hearts and you have a 5-card diamond suit and a 4-card spade suit, I would suggest you should bid the spades rather than the diamonds.
Okay.
Wouldn't you at least consider that? I mean, partners suggesting they've got spades, they may well have four. Not much future in playing diamonds if you've got a 4-4 spade fit.
That sheds new light. Oh, no, I don't. That's the same when you open at the one level and you've got five diamonds and four hearts, pretty nice looking hearts. A lot of people are going to opt for the four card heart suit and then maybe show the diamond suit after that. You do get into the pickle that partner thinks that you're 5-4.
Sorry, what are you talking about here? Are you talking about overcalling or responding now?
No, responding.
Okay, yeah,
partner
okay,
opens one club and you've got five diamonds and four hearts and you're only really going to have one bid. What would you do? Show the major first?
Well, we play a bit of a different system. We can't bid diamonds naturally. We play transfers there. So if we bid one diamond, it would be a transfer to hearts.
Right. Okay.
So, but yes, but I mean, a lot of people would agree with you that if you've only got one bid, better off to show the major than the minor.
Mm.
If you've got enough points to bid your diamonds and then bid your hearts later, I believe you should definitely do that. Otherwise, you might miss out on a diamond contract if that's the only place you've got to fit.
Yeah.
Because if you bid your four-card heart suit and then you keep on bidding your diamonds, the longer they think your diamonds are, the longer they'll think your hearts are.
True.
If you bid diamonds twice showing five, they'll think, my God, must have five hearts as well.
There was a sneaky game at our table. So I was in four hearts and I had a losing club. They played a spade and the opponent on my left had actually bid spades. And then when the right-hand opponent led their spade, and I didn't rough it. I put a club down, and then the left-hand opponent, unfortunately, put a club down, and we played a club on the table. And then I said, no spades. And then he went, oh. And of course, he did have a spade. So director came to the table, and the right-hand opponent was on lead. And we've got the penalty card of the 10 of clubs on the table. And he said, right, you can forbid, or you can tell them to lead whatever they like. And I said, no, I want them to lead a club. So she had to lead a club. And I had queen in my hand and the jack on the table. So I was able to win that and chuck away my losing diamond because they made a mistake. Other than that, we would have been one off. Poor. Sometimes you must just lose concentration thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to do that. But when they play a card that you bid, what do you think makes them think, right, I don't have any spades, but they bid spades and he discarded on it? What do you think goes through people's head?
I guess maybe he looked at you discarding a club and thought, oh, he was following suit,
Oh.
not realizing that the lead was actually a spade. I'm only guessing. That's
Right,
possible.
yeah. I don't know. People
Because
have
you threw
lots
a
of
club
mistakes.
out, did I? Yeah, he was thought he was following suit.
Could do, yeah. Didn't even think about that. Anyway, I'll have a director question for Judge Julie from William. It was about correcting a score. And so we played this board, and it was three no trumps, and they made 12. And they were only meant to make two, but they made 12. So William actually queried it. And after a bit of digging, they realized that the score was entered wrong. So we were all getting, I guess, matched up to this three no trumps making 12, and everyone's three no trumps, one light, this miraculous thing of making frickin' 12. Yeah, so they had a little look and they're like, yeah, you're right. Because their opposition had two aces and then they had something else, a long run in diamonds, and eventually their little diamond came in. But I don't know how you actually find it. Do you know what the process is? Do you just ask and trust that they remember it?
All you can do is say to the director that the score doesn't look right. The director will go to the table that has this weird score at it and ask them if that's what actually happened. If they can't remember, he'll ask if one of them's got a record of their scores.
Oh,
He'll
yeah.
check against that, or she will check against that. And that's all you can do, really.
Oh, okay.
Gives the director something to do.
Anyway, this is totally not Bridget. I've got a bit of a dilemma, Barry. We have tickets to Luke Combs coming to Auckland next year in January, and we also have tickets to Chris Stapleton coming to Auckland in March next year. Now, one of these tickets to both these concerts is now available. And I'm not saying that they're prizes because they cost too much money, but if there's any people out there listening to this podcast and you're after a ticket to Luke Combs in January or Chris Stapleton in March, send me an email, bridgezoneshuffle@gmail.com, because I have tickets that you can purchase off me. So they're definitely not a prize.
Well, they get a good deal, though.
Well, the tickets cost $300. Well, I might give them a little bit of a deal. But yeah, they both cost $300.
So, if you listen to the Bridge Zone, 10% discount, folks.
You could get a 10% discount. So, ticket holder just can't come anymore. Two tickets. Luke Combs is going to be awesome. Here's a little snippet of Luke Combs.
Monday morning, man, she woke up. Bitching and moaning on and on about the time I had. And by Tuesday, you could say that girl was good as gone. And then when Thursday came around, I was all alone. So I went for a drive to clear my mind, ended up at a shed.
Can I get 20 on pump 7 and, one of those number nines.
Then I won $100 on a scratch off ticket, bought 2 12-packs and a tank of gas with it. She swore they were a waste of time, all but she was wrong. I was calling number 5 on the radio station, won a 4-day, 3-night beach vacation. Deep sea senorita fishing down in Panama.
And same with Chris Stapleton.
Anything I hate to else? Tell you, you probably should broadcast it, but I've never heard of either of them.
Luke Coombs is a big fan of the All Blacks. And when he came over, he was able to watch them play and meet them. He actually did play for the Eagles, the USA team, and then he got injured. And he thought, oh, what can I do? And he goes, oh, well, I like singing. So now he's one of the biggest country music stars that you can get.
What does he do?
Look him up and put Fast Car. He's done a remake of Tracy Chapman's Fast Car. And Chris Stapleton was the one that broke out in the country music with a song called Tennessee Whiskey.
Used to spend my nights out in barroom. Liquor was the only love I'd known. But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey.
So, folks, that's all for this week. For those playing in the regionals, may the bridge gods be in your favour. Until next week.
See you. Bye.
New Zealand Bridge, sponsoring bridge from beginner to international nationwide. This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.